response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
And Spizzano and Sandy, welcome to Fry Yay. I'm trying to find, where is it? No.
What are we looking for?
It's Memorial Day weekend, right? Starts today. Does it feel like summertime?
I think this is disrespectful to play Memorial Day.
Why?
Because, first of all, we know Will Smith and what he's known, you know, after the slap, he has a different kind of image in our minds. And Memorial Day is supposed to honor those people who fought for us and passed.
Well, he fought for his wife. Of all that hardcore dance
that has gotten to be a little bit. I just think it's disrespectful to those who were honoring him.
Oh.
I don't like Will anymore.
Why?
Because he
was an idiot on stage?
Yeah, he has a little bit of ego. He lives in his own world, and we're just like, you know, we're like...
Your rumors are... Oh, man.
I don't think it's a rumor.
It's the song.
I know.
It's not the guy.
I know, but I can't separate it.
He probably didn't even write it. You know? And all the people
he made a lot of money from it, though.
All the people that produced it and came up with it, and the musicians and the engineers and the great song.
That's a
good
point.
And they stole it from Kool and the Gang. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
That song, the whole thing, the vibe behind it. Summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less than checking out. Where it goes, like that. That's an old Kool and the Gang song.
Did they ever file a lawsuit or whatever?
No.
Okay. No,
he stole the loop.
It was inspired by.
Yes, inspired
by. Because you can't keep creating. I mean, there's only so many notes.
Right. And so many combinations of notes.
Right. Eventually, you're going to steal something.
Welcome to then Memorial Day weekend. It's going to rain. I can't make it any nicer. I just can't.
My sister texted me because she always hosts because she's got the nice pool.
Yeah.
And she's like, listen, I'm trying to figure out what day we're all going to get together. It looks like it might have to be Monday. And like you said yesterday, Monday is the day that you don't really want to have a party because you got to work the next
day. Exactly. It's just like Monday's the recuperation day, whatever.
Part of me wanted to be like, listen, we can skip it. I got so much to do.
Like what?
I think everybody is behind this year on getting things ready, the spring cleaning, the cleaning up the yard, the getting everything situated, because it's just the weather hasn't cooperated. By the time you get home from work, you can't do anything.
Well, clouds linger, occasional showers, very chilly for May, and 50 today. Mm-hmm. Saturday is tomorrow, cloudy, passing showers, 57. Lesser chance of, so it's only 30% chance of rain tomorrow. Okay, that's Saturday. Sunday, 10% chance of rain. So that'll be a nicer chance of doing something. And Monday, maybe, I don't know, kind of.
What's the temperature on Sunday and Monday, though?
Sunday's like 63, and then Monday's about 70.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then it levels off around 65 for the next couple of days after that. Maybe there won't be a summer. Remember that one summer where it rained every weekend?
Yes.
Every single weekend. It's like it was sunny all week and then every weekend it rained.
I think I don't even know if this is right. I think we're having even a worse summer than that.
Well, it's not summer yet.
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
Right.
But mentally, we're all like thinking it should be.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. We're still going to kick off the weekend and kick off the long weekend if you do have Monday off. We got James Taylor tickets, final pair for you, coming to CMAC today.
Oh my gosh. We're going to give those away with Jerker Justified, which we do every day. If you're new to the show, we do Jerker Justified, Deciding the Moral Compass at 7:15-ish. Mm. But it's what this UB grad, University of Buffalo grad, brought on stage with him that we're going to debate.
At graduation, right?
Yeah. At graduation.
All right. Keep it up. Where chaos and coffee collide.
Pisano and Sandy. Pisano and Sandy. On 98.9 The Buzz.
Friday, and we are hanging out here on a drippy morning, but it's okay. This too shall pass hopefully by the 4th of July.
This is the day. If you notice that Scott's mood is a little off today, it's only because his wife is leaving him tonight for a bunch of football players.
Yeah, and not only current, but former ones, like Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and all them Buffalo Bills, because today is the taping, one of the tapings of the Hallmark movie. I even forgot the name of it. The Buffalo Bills Hallmark movie?
Yeah, the love story.
The love story. Wait, I got it here. Yeah. I'll pull it up.
And, you know, this is that, like, they're going to come to town. This is like when, what's-his-face was, what's his name, Mario Lopez? Mm-hmm. Was it Mario Lopez who came to town and was like, Buffalo, what's going on? He was filming a movie in Buffalo, and the weather was so terrible.
Yes.
It was, like, snowing when it shouldn't have been. He was like, what are you guys doing? I love Buffalo, but this is terrible. Same exact thing.
Holiday Touchdown, a Bills love story.
So she excited?
Yeah, for the past 2 days, Amazon has been delivering packages. FedEx, packages, UPS, packages, carrier pigeons, packages. She must
what
have spent,
is she ordering?
I don't even know, all kinds of Bills gear, because she's going to be in the crowd. See, okay, so she, on a whim, and her girlfriend she works with, decided to enter to get in for the unpaid crowd scenes for this Holiday Touchdown, a Bills love story Hallmark movie.
God, and they got it. It's so good that it was a girlfriend coworker and not a male coworker, because she has a lot of guys that she works with in the office.
Okay, there's no office, and there's two guys and their brothers.
I thought you said there's a lot of sales guys when she does these meetings, these whatever.
Oh, once a year, then they go out of town to the
You don't have to nitpick. Yeah. I'm just creating a scenario. Gosh.
No, guys, just her girlfriend, but she regretted her girlfriend.
Okay.
She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I thought you couldn't do it because I would have asked you. I'm like, what?
Yeah, right.
No, seriously. She goes, I thought the radio station would let you because they own your name and your likeness and it'd be all this kind of contractual stuff. I'm like,
but she did ask you. See what happens when you assume?
She didn't ask me.
No, she didn't even ask.
No.
She answered for you. Which is pretty much your relationship, so that's fine. Would you have really wanted to do it? You would have to go tonight at what time?
8 p.m. till 1 a.m. and we'd have to stay the night, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so now we have to find a sitter.
Right.
It's really, that's the reason. It's a lot easier if she just does it on her own.
Yeah,
and then what if they say, hey, listen, you make the cut and point to Jill, and they look at you and they'll be like, you can go home now. then she would have to deal with the decision. Do I go with him or do I stay with the football players?
Stay with the football players.
She did it right.
You know
she
what? Right. You know what? I'm a bit jealous, but good for her. It'll be fun to watch the movie and all that kind of stuff. But I kind of hope that the weather's just like this when she's taping all night tonight.
Oh, my God, you're evil.
You want to be a fan? You want to be a Buffalo Bills fan? They're supposed to dress for winter. So she ordered all this winter gear. So they're getting it. It's going to be cold and rainy and wet and drippy and dreary.
Oh,
go Bills! Go Jills!
I don't know if it's worth it. Just to be a little dot in the crowd.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's worth it.
Good luck,
Jill.
Oh, that's
Jill. Funny. All right, yeah,
and
good
Darian,
luck.
And Darian, her girlfriend, are doing it too. So they'll have fun. They'll, you know, they're going to party afterwards and stuff.
Something happened. Oh, I'm sure. Party afterwards. Oh, come on. They're going to be exhausted. 8-1. We're hitting an age where we don't party afterwards.
Not them. They're like 20 years younger than us.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, then. Yeah. 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano Sandy. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Even though it doesn't feel like it's fine. Sorry. That's okay.
But that's what is pushing you through today, right?
Yes,
knowing that it's a long holiday weekend if you have off.
Yeah.
Okay, so yesterday something happened at 11:30 in Hilton.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course it raises concern. A lot of parents were kind of worried, probably more worried than the kids were. But the reason why these things happen is an interesting take from a neighbor in Hilton. Lockdown at Hilton's Quest Elementary and High School after they were informed of an armed robbery in the village around 11:30 a.m.
What got robbed? Do you know? Did it say?
You know what? It didn't. The news story didn't say, but I think it was the gas station.
Oh, okay. Right.
Around there.
Okay.
I believe.
Whatever.
If I'm wrong, let me know. 818-2899. But yesterday was supposed to be a half day for the kids anyhow.
Mm.
So they were already going to be dismissed. You know, I think they get dismissed around 11:30, around that time. So they had to stay longer.
Oh,
which,
no.
That sucks. These kids are looking at the clock waiting and they're like, wait, oh, what? We can't leave yet.
Nah.
Because there was a lockdown. So anyhow, reading through the comments, like I often do and like to do when news stories like this show up, one person said she knows the solution to all of this. Like, no more lockdowns, especially poor Hilton has dealt with.
Okay,
enough.
What's the solution to something like this then? What does she suggest?
Smoke shops. Get rid of the smoke shops.
Oh, my God. Smoke shops. Oh, God. Yeah, they're bad.
She said it's because of the smoke shops bringing in that type of crowd.
Ma'am, if you've ever smoked weed, you're probably sitting on your couch eating a bag of chips, not robbing a gas station.
Yeah, but how do you afford the weed? Do you rob somebody? I don't know. Is that a fair statement?
No. It's an ignorant
kind of
statement. I'm sorry. I'm just my opinion, but, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
You can't deny that it comes with a stigma, right? There are some towns in Rochester that don't even want, there's smoke shops aren't even allowed.
People smoke weed, whether it's legal or not. People get it illegally and smoke weed. That's the thing. It's like, you know, does it make more people rob gas stations?
Then why do towns, you're laughing in sarcasm, but why do towns say no to it then?
Because of the stigma you're talking about.
The riffraff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stigma.
Mr. Riff and Mr. Raff are not going to take $40 and go and select all the gourmet selections of cannabis that they sell.
I don't know if I remember a lockdown in the past when there were no smoke shops.
Okay.
So maybe she's on to something.
Maybe you're picking at a fiber of hair out of the giant sweater here, maybe.
Hey, you know, when you're dealing with, this is serious. Like, no parent wants that call. No parent wants that automatic text message that says, hey, listen. Because now we've just screwed up this one dude robbing the store. Screwed up everyone's schedule because parents have it timed out perfectly to pick their kid up when they get home on a half day. Now everything's
right.
Moved back an hour.
Right.
You just messed up everybody.
Got to find something to blame it on.
Right. We need to point the finger.
That's right.
It's just, you know, it's so fascinating, too. These kids are desensitized to it. I was talking to my nephew. Now, my nephew doesn't go to Quest or the high school.
Oh.
But I asked him if he heard about it.
Okay.
So desensitized. He's like, yeah. Like, lockdown drills don't, it's almost like it's a fire drill. You know what I mean?
No,
you don't
deal.
Think,
yeah.
Right, it's a no big deal.
That's too bad.
That's
a little scary.
It is. Absolutely,
yeah.
It's scary.
I don't think my daughter has had that experience yet at the school. If they have, they would, I would assume they would, you know, give
She's
us a
She's just starting her career.
I know.
There's plenty of time.
I know.
But they do lockdown drills at her age. Elementary school, just drills, not an actual.
Wouldn't they tell us, though? Wouldn't the parents?
A lockdown drill? They usually do.
Yeah.
They tell you. But they have to do, I think, what, one a year? Or somebody tell me.
Something.
They have to do a certain number of lockdown drills and a certain number of fire drills a year?
Yeah.
So she must have.
Okay. Maybe I did. Maybe I missed that memo.
Yeah. Maybe.
So everything's okay. It was just an extra precaution, right?
Err on the side of safety.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I give
the district and the authorities in that town all the credit for doing that. And I'm glad everything went fine. You know, Sandy, you joke about me not really being a Buffalo Bills fan, right? And it's been the crux of many jokes. When it comes to, you know, Fridays before a Bills game, we get Bills Mafia Ken on and we do trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And I always seem to fail miserably, even though I have been getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what the hell this was about yesterday. We got a text from our good friend, Bills Mafia Ken. It was just like, what? The Bills are, okay, so training camp's happening. By the way, it's 98.9 to Buzz. So Bills training camp's happening, but something's happening there.
Yes, at St. John Fisher.
Yeah.
It's back at St. John Fisher. And some people are saying what is going to also come along with Bills training camp is going to be a major distraction. And then other people are like, no, that's not distraction. That's fun. Hard Knocks is going to be highlighting the Buffalo Bills.
Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
I'm like, is that like Knocks. Dawson Knox?
They follow. Now, listen, I barely know about this either. I just know it's a. Is it a show? Is it a documentary style show that they follow the team?
Yes,
and I guess
right
because Ken was not happy about this. He's on the side of it's a distraction. It's unnecessary. We don't need this.
So what they do is they film this reality sports documentary.
Yes.
During. It's for HBO and it's NFL Films produced. I had to look this up because I'm like, what's Hard Knocks? And I guess it's quite a distraction, you said, and Ken doesn't like it.
Some people say there's two arguments. Some people see it to be a distraction to the team because you got cameras following you, watching your every move. You can't fully get in the zone. You know when there's a camera there. Like, we're all so used to cameras. But when you know that the camera is filming you,
yeah,
you just act a little. It takes your focus away,
but
right?
There's cameras on them every single game anyway.
That is that's the opposite side of the argument.
Right.
Is that it? Someone said, you know, the Buffalo Bills is a fun team.
Yeah.
And this is fun. This is something. This is exciting. This adds a layer of excitement, not only to the Bills, but brings in tourism, somebody said. I don't know if that's true. That. Will that really...
Well,
give us the pub to bring people to Rochester, Buffalo area.
I don't think so. I think it's just going to heighten the brand. It's going to be and I don't know. Why didn't we call Ken? Why didn't we call him up and ask him?
I don't know. Ken, are you listening right now? Call up. But some people also said that it'll be a fun layer for us as fans
to watch it. After it's produced.
To have to have them here. Like, are you going to make an extra effort now to get tickets to training camp, even though it's, like, impossible, right?
Yeah, right.
It's impossible to get tickets. I mean, don't you have to, like, spring into action, first come, first serve? Who do you know?
Probably.
Kind of deal.
Yeah, probably. Let me try to call him. Let's see who he's around. I actually know his number by heart. Now we call him all the time when he goes if he's around. Because he didn't like it because, not only that, but what else were you saying in this?
No, that was that. That was it. So how do you feel about it?
I'm okay with it. I want to know, and only he can answer this, is if...
I can answer what?
Oh, hi, buddy. Hi. Are you on the air? Can you answer, like, if Hard Knocks has followed a team, did that team win the Super Bowl?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if anybody's won the Super Bowl. Some teams have had success after Hard Knocks.
Uh-huh. But you're totally against it, though, right?
I'm not a big fan of it, no.
See,
but you said that every team has to eventually be.
Whoever the NFL chooses kind of has to, unless they've done it recently. They can opt out. Something to do with, if they have a regular season version now, so I guess the preseason version would be the lesser of two evils.
Oh,
because they're not following these players around during the season. It's just during the preseason.
So it's only on HBO? It's only on HBO? Is this why I've never seen it?
Yeah, it's an HBO show, yeah.
Okay, that's
so why is it such a distraction? Scott said the cameras are always following them. So why is this such a distraction?
It's more in depth. I mean, if you look at looking into like the Giants fiasco last year with Hard Knocks, actually, this was even earlier. This was during the draft, and it's just a distraction. I mean, all the player, the all of the locker room stuff that we don't hear about comes out on Hard Knocks.
It's this behind the scenes.
Oh, I love this. I'm all for it.
A little bit.
Yeah,
I'm all for this.
To me, you have guys who create distractions and stuff, but then, you know, that's smaller than they with Hard Knocks. It's just amplified.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching.
So the Bills didn't go asking to have the NFL do this. Like, the commissioner's like, I pick you this year.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's an NFL, some committee by it, you know, and the NFL chooses who's doing it.
Right. Then, we forget that that the NFL is an entertainment organization.
Yeah, they don't really care.
Yeah. With
they're
football.
Non-for-profit, too. Did you know that?
Yes, with football games on the side. Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I didn't get in for the movie they're taping up there. My wife got in for the Hallmark movie.
Yeah, no, that's not my thing.
Oh, look at that. That is, do you think it's just the fake fans that jump on board on that bandwagon?
Not necessarily.
No,
Jill's going to be jumping seeker. Through a table.
Yeah.
That's her role.
No offense, Jill. No, I hope Jill's not listening.
Nah, she doesn't care. She doesn't care. She gets a night away from me and the daughter, so it's pretty fun. Anyway.
Yeah, this is right. Like a mini vacation.
Yeah,
for
so
her.
Watch for the Buffalo Bills Hallmark movie. I forgot what it's called again, but anyway, thanks,
that
buddy.
That's going to be Jill.
Yes,
that little dot.
Yeah, the one of the Bills hat it will be her. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for answering, man. Talk to you later. Have a good weekend. Good Memorial Day weekend. Bye. Poor Ken.
All right, coming up on the show. I know you just totally. He could have been sleeping. It could have been his day off. You didn't even.
No, he works. He works overnights with us.
Everybody has a day off. Okay. This could be the one day he gets to sleep in.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounded like he was all right.
Yeah, it sounded like he was frazzled. Okay, you could have been interrupting a moment between him and his wife. You don't know why. You can't just call people, cold call people like that.
Are you done? Can we move forward?
Anyhow, coming up on the show, there was, this is another mystery. So many little mini mysteries in Rochester here. This is a mystery of the missing fence.
This is, like, there's some weird stuff going on. I don't know what the hell's going on around here, but every story today is just whack.
It's weird. Okay, so we'll talk about the missing fence, and then we have to talk about Jerker Justified, the UB student who crossed the stage holding something in his arms that we're going to debate if that was Jerker Justified.
And James Taylor tickets coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Making mornings in Rochester slightly less ugh. Yes. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello there. It's Friday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano, Sandy. Scott Spisano. Sandy Waters. Friday. Memorial Day weekend. And we are going to kick it off a little after 8:30 this morning with a really cool event that's happening. It involves definitely taking a shower afterwards.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, so this bizarre story, there's so many of them coming out of Rochester. It's like a mystery. I feel like we've had this same conversation over and over. This is such a mystery.
A mystery.
And the story doesn't give all the details, so we're left hanging. Like, how does this happen? So Rochester Police said that nearly a $12,000 fence.
Yeah.
That was originally thought to be stolen from a non-for-profit. And the non-for-profit is Conkey Cruisers, offering free neighborhood bicycling.
Bicycles place. Yeah, I heard about that place. That's cool.
So they received this grant-funded fence, okay? And after a break-in or something, after some kind of theft in 2015. And then this foundation came to them and said, listen, we're going to give you a grant. You do such great work here. We're going to help you put up a fence. We're going to give you this $12,000 so you can put up a fence so you can avoid theft because you're doing great work.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then all of a sudden the fence is gone. And they're like, oh my God, someone robbed us of our fence. The cords connecting her security cameras were broke.
Oh.
Like, it was just so wild tire tracks over a foot wide outside.
It seems
the
like
the entire perimeter of her storage units where she keeps the bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
It seems like that'd be something, some lowlife would like steal it and try to scrap the metal or something.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
So it was a mystery until Rochester police say, you know what? It was legally removed by the city.
Without,
and that's it. End of story.
Wait,
like, what?
Without them knowing that it was going to be...
I don't know. Are there more details of this story that I didn't find? 818-2899, because that's a random way to end this story.
Okay.
And
this
is, don't worry about it yet. You know what? We took it. All good. Move on.
Okay.
What?
Charity that does good things for kids with bicycles has, like container, like store, like 18-wheeler container things, and
storage units,
and they keep them in there. So to avoid them getting stolen, even possibly more protection, they put up a fence around it that they got a grant for.
Yeah,
and now the fence is gone.
The fence is gone.
And the city
took cords.
Without.
And she goes, but you just you you ruined my cords connecting to my security camera. Well, I don't know. If you work for the Rochester police, can you explain this to me? Because maybe the journalist who wrote this story got tired and didn't give me the whole story. I don't know.
Where do we go with this? There's no more info? That's it?
That's it. That's the info.
That's
so
great.
Has there ever been a time where you thought something was stolen all to find out that it really wasn't? It was like your husband took it or your wife took it or you lost it. You just put it in the wrong spot. You're blaming everybody. Who took my pen?
Yeah.
That's my favorite pen.
My wife does it all the time.
My coworkers are awful. They always steal my stapler and then you find it in...
Yeah, that is, you find it in your drawer.
Your car,
right?
Or
yes,
something.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My wife does that all the time. She blames me for something that's gone, and I'm like, no, I didn't take it. I don't even know what you're talking about. You took it. You're so rando. You leave stuff out. I'm like, no, I didn't.
You are rando.
Yeah, but I know what I touch. Unlike her, who does it to me. See, it's like you're almost projecting, like, great story. We have a cleaning lady come every 2 weeks because we're hectic, okay? We budget it out for us. She's wonderful. You got to clean for the cleaning lady, which is ludicrous. And when it doesn't get clean to her likeness, my wife will randomly just chuck stuff and, like, disappear stuff on me. And I can't find it.
Keep it tidy, and then we don't have to chuck stuff.
No, it doesn't have to look like Architectural Digest lady comes. And no, I have a place for something, and it's not, no, I know you judge me because 75 years ago I had a messy desk, okay? It's not like that at the house. It's just like stuff that does not need to go away goes away.
And
I can't find it.
And then you blame the cleaning lady. She must have stole it.
No, my wife does this. Anyway.
I know. How about that offense, though? Do you see offense to be passive-aggressive or just practical? Like, if your neighbor put up a fence?
Oh, no, I don't care. I don't
want to
see
it. Is it a passive-aggressive way to say, yeah?
No, I don't want to see them either. It's fine.
Oh, you can see,
yeah, it's fine. Yeah, my next-door neighbor asked. He goes, I'm putting up a couple more arborvitaes along the back. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Fine with me. I don't care. I like him. But, you know, just more privacy.
See, I feel so uncomfortable. We're doing some rework in our landscaping in the back. Mm-hmm. And my husband's like, well, gosh, their window looks right into our space.
Yeah.
We got to put up something.
Put
fence
up some
or
arms.
Something.
Yeah.
I go, God, that's going to look bad. We've lived here for 20 some odd years.
Yeah.
Next door to him, all of a sudden we're putting up a fence. I felt weird about it. I don't know. I'm like, I got to tell him, or I got to make sure he knows it don't take offense, but I'm putting up a fence.
Are you friends with him?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Well, then tell him we're doing the landscaping.
Yeah, and I'm going to put up this fence.
I'm giving you privacy is what you're saying to him.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, you're right. They probably want the fence there too, but I don't know why it makes me feel so weird.
Why don't you go up to him and say, hey, listen, I really don't like looking into your windows at night, so I'm going to put this up. You want to split it with me?
Bet I was just going to say that. Better yet, I should probably say, hey, don't you want to put up a fence so you can don't have to look at us?
See, the nice part is when somebody else puts up a fence, then it doesn't cost you anything. You see,
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I've been waiting 20 years for this dude to put up a fence.
Put those bushes up. Put the fence up. It's all good.
The morning show that makes traffic slightly less miserable. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Jerk or justified.
Deciding the moral compass in Rochester. First call through. You get to win James Taylor tickets.
On 98.9 The Buzz? I thought I was going to say that.
Aww. Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, it's going on.
Okay,
no,
perfect.
Now you do the what they're going to win, where they're going to call, and what the question is.
I'll
just go somewhere else. I'll just go somewhere else. It's fine.
I pause. You can only pause for so long.
What's the story today?
Oh, you're not going to tell us where James Taylor is performing or anything? Okay, fine.
No, I want to give it away.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, this UB grad student. Okay, so it's University of Buffalo graduation.
Okay.
This dude dodges security and police and goes on stage with this in his arms. And this is what we're going to decide if it's jerk or justified.
Well, what is it?
He walked across the stage with his son. His infant son in his arms.
Oh.
Jean-Paul Al Arab, who's originally from Lebanon, graduated with a bachelor's degree in criminology, walked across the stage to accept his diploma with his infant son in his arms. Of course, the video went viral. So sweet. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, how oh, that's so awesome. But on the live stream, you can see that he dodged security and police because the university, as they said it in a statement, goes against commencement rules. So should he be punished or not? The university decided because everybody was like, because it went so viral and everyone was like, oh my God, what a great dad, what a proud papa. And he said it was like a struggle to graduate because his wife works and he had two jobs himself and he had to take care of his infant son.
Yeah.
So social media made it sound like this is the most amazing man. The university is like, yeah, but he went against commencement rules and he dodged police.
Right.
What do you think, Jerk or Justified?
No, I understand that. I have him speaking here. I got a clip from him. But I guess he was in his cap and gown and he dressed the baby up in a cap and gown, too.
Yeah.
Take a listen to what he said.
I've asked last semester if I could walk with my baby in commencement prep session. And they were like, yeah, it's okay. No one's going to tell you no. But they said it was a safety hazard. They don't want the baby on stage. I won't walk then. And I ran. That's what I did. You know, I had to. I promised him I'm going to walk with him on the stage or run with him on the stage. I have nothing against UB. I love UB. I graduated from UB. I'm doing my master's right now at UB. It's a great college.
He ran. Hey, I'm going to school for criminology. Police are chasing me. Run, kid, run.
Right. 818-2899. What's the deal? Is he jerk or justified? Call us up and vote.
Jerk or justified.
You know what? Today's jerk or justified really is a decision about when you make a promise to your kids. Do you do whatever it takes, legal or not legal, to follow through with that promise? I think that's what it boils down to, right?
I thought because promises to kids are meant to be broken.
That's what I thought. Our kids are missing out on broken promises, okay? Because this dude took it to a whole new level. He's crossing the stage at UB, just catching you up if you're just joining us here on Spisano and Sandy. He crosses the stage going against school policy with his infant baby in his arms.
That's right. And they both wore cap and gown.
Yeah, which was freaking adorable, and it went viral, and everybody loved to see it. But this is his quote was awesome.
Here's what he said.
I had to. I promised him I'm gonna walk with him on the stage or run with him on the stage. I have nothing against UB. I love UB. I graduated from UB. I'm doing my master's right now at UB. It's a great college.
Good old University of Buffalo.
So he's like, because at first I guess he asked somebody and they're like, yeah, I think it should be fine. Well, come time, and the police were like, no, security's like, you can't.
Right.
He goes, well, I promised my son, so he dodges police. By the way, he's going for criminology.
Yeah, right. So you're voting jerk or justified at 818-2899. Hey, good morning, The Buzz.
Hey, I'm calling about the jerk or justified.
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, he was dressed in his cap and gown. He had this little kid in the dress, and he, you know, but he kind of broke the rules. What do you call it?
I think he's justified. I did the exact same thing.
Get out of here!
Years ago. Wait, did you dodge police too?
No, but I was in graduate school. I brought my daughter, who I just had 2 weeks ago, across the stage at Nazareth. And I got my master's in early childhood education.
There you go.
Now, gosh, look at you studying while you were pregnant. You are like, I was going to say superwoman, but I hate when people say that. Yeah. You are amazing.
I actually finished in December, but walked the stage in May.
So, done
before I had her.
Yeah.
Did you dress her in a cap and gown too?
No, but I was petrified that she was going to cry the whole time. She was my first.
That's funny.
That's
love it.
So cool. I love that.
And how long ago was that now?
26 years.
Ain't that something? Wow. Well, maybe you and your daughter could go together to see James Taylor and the All-Star Band at CMAC. You win!
Yay! Oh, my gosh. I called the last time you guys had the free tickets, and I missed them. So I'm so excited.
Well, I'm glad you got a great story. That's so awesome. So tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster. And this is June 29th, just before the 4th of July holiday. So congratulations! It's awesome!
Yay!
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for voting, Justin. Justified. All right, I need you to hold the line. We'll get right back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. That's such a great story, isn't it? Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or Justified?
Good morning. As a UB mom, absolutely justified.
Yeah! Oh, man. So the whole teaching your kid how to run from the cops is okay with you.
Yes, absolutely. He's 7 months old. Even the college said in 20 years, they'll give him a diploma.
There you go.
They did say that. You're right. So you were there. Did you see it?
No. Mine is not graduating yet, but I immediately saw the Reddit posts and everything. And I was like, you go, UB.
Isn't that hilarious? I think it's
great, and they didn't end up punishing him, but they said this was against the rules. But it doesn't... I'm torn because a part of me is like, that is the sweetest thing. That is so moving and beautiful and wonderful and great. But then a part of me is like, well, now we're teaching kids that rules are made to be broken.
No. Graduation
is... Have you ever seen any of the other viral graduation moments? What he did was less than half of the ones that
are on.
That is true.
And it's funny because, look, let's be honest, graduation is effing boring. And it's got to be spiced up, and it's so repetitive. You got hundreds of people going across the stage doing the same thing. You know, this is like prime season to do something.
But if everybody does it,
it'd be great. I would go to every graduation, even
every
if I didn't know anybody.
Every single person. Yeah. You know, people are going to try to push the boundaries and go viral, so then it's going to get out of hand.
Yeah, but if everybody does it, nothing goes viral.
If everybody does it, they're the jerks.
Yeah.
He's justified. He's the first one to do it. It takes so much for a full-time employee and a full-time student and have a family to get to the point that he's at. And it's a special moment for that baby that he's working so hard to provide for.
That's right. And remember, tuition at UB is not cheap.
No, it is not.
How many more years do you have? Does your kid have?
Mine is going through the pharmacy program, so we've got about another 4 years.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Nice. All right.
Oh, that's awesome, though. How proud you must be.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll take it justified from
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk it justified.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Sweetheart Stephanie.
Hey, from
yesterday. Sweetheart Stephanie.
Nice. What's up, Steph?
Hi. I would say justified because the baby's got to accept the award.
Okay, because the baby worked really hard.
Yeah, right. All that time away from dad while he was studying and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I guess the jury says that, hey, listen, don't ever let your kids down. Break the law if you need to, as long as you keep a promise.
That's right.
The verdict is...
Justified. 98.9
The Buzz.
His quote is still the best. I promised him I had a run. It's the best. Okay, coming up on the show, we got to get to, I know, this is going to be uncomfortable, the honesty box. Anytime somebody comes in the studio, they contribute one thing they love about the show, one thing they hate about the show, and one question that we have to answer, no matter how uncomfortable, with 100% honesty.
It's all coming up here in just a few minutes. Plus, we're going to kick off the weekend.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz. It's Scott and Sandy here. Hi.
So if you were listening to Jerker Justified, what we're known for, we do it every day around 7:15, 7:20-ish, where we decide the moral compass in Rochester. Someone brought up a good question after the whole, can you tell somebody...
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
When they're telling you a story, hey, you already told me this.
Yeah, you already told me that story, right?
Which, by the way, completely justified. They said, how about the whole you don't feel like talking? Can you politely tell someone you don't feel, you're not in the mood to talk? You just want your peace and quiet time.
You'd say that to them?
Yeah, that's what they're asking. Can you?
Only your wife.
Wait. It's, what?
Shuts me down all the time.
Yeah, but you can't say it. Like, let's say you're just sitting out, just enjoying your coffee on the front porch, and a neighbor comes over, and you really don't feel like talking. Can you say, you know what, I'm just kind of in my...
I'm in my space. No, you can't. No, you can't say that.
You can't?
It's rude all the way around. There's no way... You can insinuate it. You can be short. But you can't even say, you can't say those words. You can't say I don't feel like talking right now.
Oh, that could ruin your entire whatever.
You could also ruin your relationship with your neighbor. But sometimes, like yesterday afternoon, my wife had 2 hours that she had to kill before going off to work again, and I started talking. She said, "Don't talk to me. I don't feel like talking." But I haven't seen you in. She's like, I don't feel like.
And what did she do? Not say those exact words.
What did she do? She's playing Candy Crush on her phone. Yeah, really? Okay, I matter? All right, fine. I'll just continue to cook dinner.
Is she still on Candy Crush?
For the kid and the dog and microwave is
everything around here
because your dog is like a human. Huh? Wait, are you talking?
Is she still on Candy Crush?
Or Bubble Witch or something. I don't know what it is.
She's still obsessed with that.
Yeah, that's her spin down thing. That's what she does to spin out.
This is so wild. What? It's like you are my algorithm following me around. God. It's like you were eavesdropping on my conversation. I was just having a conversation with someone about that where she was like a friend of a friend getting a divorce because he was too obsessed with gaming.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wait, gaming? But that's kind of like gaming. That's Jill's form of gaming.
That's her little escape, yeah. Gaming's different, though.
I don't know.
Legit. I mean, you can get really legit gaming. You can spend thousands in gaming.
Wait a minute. Maybe this is a good Jerker Justified.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you see it as... Why do you do that? You have the greatest stories. And then I pointed out that it's great, let's do something more with it. You're like, oh my goodness.
Maybe it's just...
And then you're in sarcasm.
Maybe it's just you're so formal when you speak sometimes. It's just like, you're so formal.
Why do people say that? My daughter says it to me.
You're very formal. Just break it.
Okay, that's another Jerker Justified.
Take a piece of paper, wad it up, and open it up again, and now it's perfect.
My daughter says that. Ma, just talk normal.
Yeah.
How I talk.
Yeah, that's better.
Nah, what do
better.
You mean?
That's
probably because I'm not yelling.
Yeah.
I hate that. That's how I talk. What do you mean?
So wouldn't it be just like...
Sorry.
Dude, this would be a great idea for a Jerker Justified.
I got high pitch again. Maybe that's what the honesty box was referring to the other day. They hate when I go high pitch. Is that what you're talking about?
Put too much gaming in the Jerker Justified category.
Oh, my God. And that's like bubble... Okay, so what do we want to... Oh, I'm... There's so much now.
You know what today? I just don't feel like talking. We'll be right back on 99 Buzz. Didn't it start there?
That's a good conversation too. So much here. There's so much here.
Isn't it wonderful when people just talk and not be so formal?
I can't. It's just, maybe I have, okay. Anyhow.
I'll tell you what, I'll play a sound every time you're too formal.
I don't even get what that means.
Well, you're
okay, fine. Play a sound.
Yeah. Like, I'll just
don't taser me. Okay.
Don't taser me, bro. Hey, it's time for the Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz. This is Zano and Sandy, where we have you put in a what?
One thing that you hate about the show.
No.
One thing that you love about the show, and a question that Scott and I will have to answer with 100% complete honesty. And anybody who comes in the studio, that is part of you are allowed in the studio only if you contribute to the Honesty Box.
Do you do that on purpose? Like start with hate first?
Well, it's more interesting that way. That's the world we live in. Your post isn't going to go viral unless there's some hate. Oh. We know the algorithm.
All right.
We understand the gossipy, juicy uncomfortableness of hate.
That's not the big... Love. Right, it resonates. All right. Go pull the first one.
Maybe
right,
I won't do that anymore.
Pull the first one.
I hope we pick a love one. No. Okay.
Yeah, you pull the first one.
Okay, I'm trying. Oh.
What?
Can you dance?
Can you dance?
I guess this is an honesty question.
Ah, yeah.
Can you dance?
I can dance, but I don't like to see anybody see me dance.
Yeah, you don't dance like nobody's watching. You want nobody to be watching.
I want nobody to be watching. But I do dance in crowds where nobody else is watching and everybody's dancing. Like a concert crowd where you're just kind of bopping back and forth. There is no formal left, right, shimmy, shimmy, back step, forward step, spin.
Oh, I don't think they meant that kind of dance. Ballroom dancing?
I was doing a line dance there in my head. That was a line dance. Sorry.
Oh, that was your line dance?
Yeah.
Because it made me think of when my husband and I first started dating. Mm-hmm. He invited me to a wedding that he was in, and part of the wedding, it was a swing-themed wedding, so we had to take swing dance lessons. And now I have no rhythm at all. Like, I can't. I just don't. So we're doing this, and it was so uncomfortable and awkward. I couldn't. It was the
worst. Did you go to Arthur Murray?
Yes.
You did go to the Arthur Murray dance school, yeah.
And the teacher kept, like, not yelling at me, but yelling at me. She's like, why can't you get this right? I'm like, I don't know. So then she danced pretty much the entire time with my husband.
Oh,
now
cool.
Husband.
No.
Which, yeah.
So
I don't know.
That's funny.
It's just not. It's not for me.
So
but
it's
anyhow.
Interesting that you're dating a guy and you go to a swinger's wedding. Oh, swing themed. I'm sorry.
Swing dance.
Oh, swing dance. All right.
Okay, your right, turn here.
All right. This says, I hate.
Ooh.
That the show is only on the air from 5 to 9.
That's like a repeat from last week.
I know. How long would you like us to be on for? Just let us, you know, we'll just stay here forever.
Again, the podcast, you can listen to it over and over. And if the show was longer, one of us would not survive.
That's right. And that would be
me.
Because she would kill me. Okay.
Where do you think the hate is? At the bottom, top, or middle? Where do you want me to put my hand?
We just did a hate. All right.
Yeah, try to find kind of a hate.
Listen,
that
let's
really
just do that. Let's do the hate box, okay? Because that's all you focus on.
Well, I think it's. I want to improve the show. How are we going to improve where there's no constructive criticism?
No, it's not going to happen.
Have you guys? Oh,
what?
Okay. This is a good question. Okay, honesty, 100% honesty.
All right.
Have you guys ever gotten sick of each other? What kind of response is that?
Never.
Sick of each other. Like, I can't sin. Sick of each other means bored. Like, we're together too long. I think we're together in the right amount.
Right, because if we had a longer radio show, we'd be sick of each other.
Right.
Right.
So I would say no. What would you say?
I would say no because we've been together so long, it's like tolerate thing. And we know that we can leave. Unlike a real relationship where you can't get out.
You make our relationship sound so terrible.
I know, it's so funny.
You make our relationship sound like every therapist's ears are perking up right now.
Well, gotta get those ratings. Gotta get that hate in there.
Wait!
And that's the hate box for this week, and we'll do it again next Friday morning. On
every
Nine
Friday.
Yep. There we go. Sunday Nine of Us, Spaziano and Sandy. Happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, this feels so good.
Yeah.
Okay, finally.
And here it is. A nice long weekend. And I guess we're just celebrating, like, really unofficial summer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be. Sure.
Right.
Very good.
We've got a friend
on. If the weather would only cooperate.
Eileen Kerr is with us. Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Hi, how are you? First time, long timer here.
Oh, come on. There you go. That's right. Even though you've been listening for...
Yay.
How long?
Too many years.
Okay.
As long as I've been teaching.
Oh, wow.
33.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I followed you guys on 98 PXY, and now I'm here.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Now,
do you mind saying where you teach and what you teach?
Sure. I teach at 12 Corners Middle School in Brighton.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a middle school teacher who has all three grade levels in her room, and it's never boring.
Oh, boy. Okay. I love that. Middle school.
Eileen is patient. Very, very patient.
She learns patience. Yes.
I don't know if my family would think that after a day here.
Well, wait. You're patient at work. Outside of that, you don't have to be patient. There's something cool going on in Penfield. You guys are doing a benefit, right, for veterans, is it?
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about it.
We're really excited. This is our second year of hosting a Mission 22 5K race and 1K color run.
Mm-hmm.
Mission 22 is a veteran-founded nonprofit. It combats veteran suicide rates by providing free holistic programs for veterans and their spouses. We lose 22 veterans a day to suicide.
Yes.
Mission 22 wants to bring that to zero. And on a more scary statistic that the Army recently set out is after 20 years, they've also discovered that 1 in 4 of their children might have that happen as well in the future if not taking care of them. So
it's really
this
important.
Nonprofit is really, really important.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it impacts their kids.
Trickles down, doesn't it?
It trickles
down. Sure. Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, there's trauma everywhere when one person, you know, the whole family. So, well, Mission 22, I know they're a great organization, and we're going to raise some money for them, and we're going to run
I
at the same time.
That would be awesome.
Are you in the Penfield Pacers running club or whatever like that? Are you, are you a runner?
Well, I'm a jogger.
Okay,
my husband
there you
is a runner.
There
I do help coach with cross country, but my husband's been coaching and running himself his whole life. And we started the Penfield Pacers Club attached to USATF so that he can help get his runners into the big time races in the northeast part of the U.S.
Wow. Rochester area is such a big runner community, isn't it?
It is. And not just that, but our running community, like, just a big shout out to, like, Fleet Feet right now, because not only are they helping us, but they reach out with their programs to all sorts of runners and include many organizations, and they just bring a lot of love and hope to the world.
That's so great.
Oh, I love that.
Well, you're going to make an impact here on this Memorial Day weekend, which is a perfect timing for this event. Where is it going to be held?
It's going to be held at Shadow Pines in Penfield. Mm-hmm. That is 600 Whalen Road, where the parking lot is near the pickleball courts.
Sure. Pickleball!
Trigger
me a little bit on the
We're very, very excited because we also have our Penfield Fire Department there. They're going to blast off the race with the sound of their ladder truck horn. We have the veterans, the VOC there from Monroe County. We also have our American Legion and the VA, Lydia from the VA in Canandaigua will be there just to share out all the programs that we have locally for veterans.
Oh, that's great.
Tons of information. And the biggest thing about this is just to bring attention to the need that our veterans have in their transition from soldier life to civilian life and making sure that they know their community is out there for them, especially with the most recent cuts.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I think we all need to bond together even more. Now, if like me, not quite a jogger, but have run, but not a runner, is this for me?
This is for you. Really? It's all about Sergeant First Class Adam Donaldson. He was the tank whisperer. He was such a good soldier and a good friend. And we lost him.
Yeah. This is so important that we go out and go on out and make a support at the 5K is at 8 and the 1K fun run and the walk is at 9. And that's
the 5K is at 8:22.
Of course.
And the 1K is at 9:22, a little bit later.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, get there early. Get there, and there's going to be all kinds of stuff and food trucks and T-shirt cannons and colored cannons and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be
Absolutely.
Lots of fun. So if you
Our opening ceremony starts at 8 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. Is there a website that we can pop on to find out?
Yes. You can go to runsignup.com, where the run is, or you can go to mission22.com.
Or just show up at Shadow Pines a little bit before 8
a.m. We would love you. We'll register you right there on the spot if you don't want to register in advance. It's $10 for the color run. It's $25 for the 5K race.
Excellent. Thank you for
all
what
the money
you do.
And proceeds go to Mission 22.
Thank you, Eileen. You're the best. Let's kick off the weekend and make it special.
Best station in Rochester.
I'm singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Woo, it's a big one. It's the beginning of summer. It may not feel like it, but it's the beginning of summer. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Eileen, thank you so much for being in on this. Don't forget the color run. Shadow Pines coming up tomorrow morning. Get there before 8, all right? Okay, Sandy, are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
I'm thawing my sausages as we speak.
Oh, okay.
Just to let you know. It's time to kick.
Oh,
say it.
The weekend.
Yes, of course. Yay!
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.